Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, we finally got the official March Magic bracket.
Wait. You're going to go straight to new news? We're not going to do follow-up on the March Hair Mania that neither one of us are in? That you won.
Yeah.
That's the follow-up. You won. Because poor unfortunate souls went on because we both knew that it would. So you win. What it was that Little Mermaid part of your world, Be Our Guest, and Moana's going to win it all.
It's such a hollow victory, though.
Because neither one of us even made it to the last round.
Yeah. My winner to win it all and your winner to win it all both went out immediately. So,
but that's the thing. You got some sort of you got the first victory. Now that you've been given your first victory, I have a chance for retribution. That's what you were going to say, right?
In the world's smallest bracket. We have been waiting for a week.
They could have done four.
For March Magic. And they released the thing, and it's eight teams. And it's like, it's disappointing a little just because they always make such a big deal, and they make merchandise, and like, they usually do this so big and crazy.
Merchandise that will still take 3 to 5. Like, this is brilliant on their part. They make no merch until they actually know exactly what the exactly how much they need to make, basically, right? That's when they make the merch.
You're right. But I mean, it's usually such a big thing, and like, it's so much fun, and then you get this one and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, there's eight teams. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just it's a little disappointing to me.
Well, and I think so technically three of the games have already been played. We are recording on Friday evening, March 23rd. Three of the four games have already been played. And then there's what, two more and then the championship. So we've got three games left.
Yeah.
And I've already made my picks. You've already made your picks. And here's what I will say. It is a much smaller bracket. I agree that is a little disappointing, but I do like the picks that they made for this bracket because it's not, you don't see Pirates and go, well, that's going to win.
Right. It's a lot of obscure teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
It's pretty off the wall. So yeah, I do agree with you. I would have liked to have seen something more. And this, honestly, I kind of wonder, is it even going to be back next season?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because that's cutting it way, way, way back. But I don't know. I'm gonna continue to hope that it's back next season. Maybe they just got busy with some other stuff and kind of like last minute. Oh yeah, March Magic. That's a and you know now it's somebody's job to actually have that calendared so we don't have this happen again.
Right.
Let's believe that.
So the teams are the Bay Lake Monorailers, Statler and Waldorf's Hecklers, the Voices of Liberty Harmonizers, the Liberty Bells.
You get it? Bells.
B-E-L-L-E-S.
Oh.
The Tomorrowland Movers, the Fantasyland Mickey Bar Freezers, Dr.
Just
Marsh's...
Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Dr. Marsh's Iguanodons, and the World Showcase Explorers. At the risk of sounding like an idiot, can you explain what Dr. Marsh's Iguanodons are?
That's from Dinosaur, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Marsh, you know, you get talked to in the pre-show by Dr. Mm-hmm. Marsh and you're looking for an iguanodon.
Yep.
Okay. And that's why the logo is the iguana, you know, the angry looking iguanodon and the big meteor.
Yep.
So yeah,
I get it now.
So that's that one. And then of course all the others, especially the Fantasyland Mickey Bar Freezers. That is still such a weird one to me.
Yeah.
Because, like...
It feels a little bit like they were stretching for one more team.
Well, and you could have just called them the Mickey Bar Freezers, and I feel like that would have been better.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody
but,
knows what a Mickey bar is, but, and I get mine usually in Tomorrowland anyway. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they went, but we have to tie it to Walt Disney World, so Fantasyland. Yeah, yeah. Fantasyland is a thing in Disney World.
I guess they could have called it the new Fantasyland Mickey bar freezers.
Oh my gosh, no. Just no. And here's the thing, though. Like the other part that makes me think that somebody just forgot about the rest of the March Magic thing, like, is when you go, so click on the link that shows you all of the merch, and they've got other things like the Green Army Men recruits, Groot's Guardians, the Matterhorn Bobsled Ski Club, the California Screamers, which I think was at least a last year thing, but Phasma Captains. Phasma Captains, it wasn't last year, was it?
No.
Okay, so somebody came up with Groot's Guardians and Phasma Captains, and then we never saw those. So again, I think that this was a last minute. Dude, the Main Street USA Corn Dogs. I love that logo.
That's a good one.
I love that logo. I mean, I kind of really want that logo on something with the corn dogs, the one with the mustard, the one with the ketchup, yeah. And then they've got the Mickey hats on. That's kind of really cool. So
yeah.
Anyway, but all of those things aren't there. There are the eight teams who are there. So let's talk how your bracket breaks down. So Monorailers, Hecklers, you have
Monorailers.
Okay, yeah, because so do I. Because. Who, I mean, and I like Statler and Waldorf, but how are you going to choose against the monorail?
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, though, that the monorail logo is not very reflective of what the state of the monorails at Walt Disney World. They're doing themselves a lot of
favors
in this one.
Do you know how badly I wanted to text? So I texted Jeremy when this popped up, and I said, hey, you know, here's the thing, and this was a few days ago now, how badly I wanted to text you, but I wanted to save it for the show to say, should not one of the doors on that monorail
be
open?
Jammed open, yep. It should. If
or,
they were...
or at least, you know, some duct tape holding one of the doors closed. I mean, something like that. But yes, this is the monorail of yore. So yeah, monorailers, that's definitely what I had. So harmonizers, yep. Bells?
I got the bells.
So did I, and we were both wrong. By the way, Monorailers, Hecklers already been played. Monorailers won. Harmonizers, Bells already played. Harmonizers won that one.
That's
so
weird.
We were both wrong about that.
Surprising to me.
That's an upset, I think. I think we should call that, since we had both picked the Bells for that one. And I will be honest and say that was the one of all of these. That's the one where I went, I don't care, Bells. Bells I care slightly more about than I do the harmonizers, which I do enjoy the Voices of Liberty, but I don't know. In the confines of this bracket March Magic thing, I just really couldn't care about either one of them that much. So I guess that's kind of like what your villains in the March Air Mania.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were both wrong about that one. Now then, the movers. Or the Fantasyland Mickey Bar freezers who do the thing with the place. Because I feel like we need more words here.
I chose the movers in this for two reasons. One, I truly feel like the People Mover is better than the Mickey Bars. But two, just as a protest against the Fantasyland Mickey Bar freezers.
Against the, we have to throw as many words into this as we can.
The word salad that is that team name.
Yeah, yeah. So I went movers as well, and we were both right because the movers also moved on. Get it? Moved
Obviously.
On to the next round. The one weird thing about that logo to me is like how nonchalant that robot is.
Yeah, he's like just sitting there,
which,
like chilling.
Which, you know, they've got the bars behind it to give that sensation of it's just zooming ahead or whatever. But at the same time, if you've ever actually been on the People Mover, the robot's nonchalance is probably about right.
Yeah,
and I love the People Mover, but let's be honest, it's not a thrilling attraction.
Oh, the robot is riding rocket rods from Disneyland. Like, when they redid the people mover over there and ruined everything.
Oh, you're saying when they actually sped it up and everything?
Yeah, when they did they made it the rocket rod racing thing. That's what he's riding.
Okay, and he's nonchalant because he's like, this isn't going to last.
Yeah.
This is going to tear everything attraction. Up.
And it's irreparably harming the track.
Right, which is going to end badly for everybody. So finally, like I really have to ask, Mr. Can you explain Dr. Marsh's iguanodons?
I did pick the explorers over the iguanodons.
Because you actually knew what that referred to?
Yes.
Okay. I picked Explorer simply because it's Epcot, and Epcot wins out over Iguanodons, and I don't really care for the dinosaur ride, mostly because it throws me around a bunch.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer of a copy of Indiana Jones in Disneyland.
Yeah, but I will say, from a logo perspective, I think I like the logo for the Iguanodons better. It seems more interesting to me, but yeah,
it
that
certainly
one,
looks more like a sports team.
Yeah, that one I had one that was Epcot and one that wasn't, and so yeah, Epcot won out. So when it comes down to monorailers and the bells, you had picked.
Yeah, I picked the monorailers.
Okay, well that's good. So that means you're still in it, and so did I. So that means I'm, because again, the other side of that, I was picking between two things I really didn't care about.
Yeah.
And then on the Movers Explorer side?
I picked the Movers.
I picked the Explorers.
Whoa.
Again, just because I want to see the Epcot thing move forward. I think you're absolutely right. I think yours is the one that's going to move forward there, but I want to believe in the Explorers I feel like if there's an upset to be had, that is where the upset will be had.
I can see that.
So then finally, I guess, so you have monorailers, Movers, and winning you have?
Monorailers.
And monorailers is who I have winning.
Well, this is going to be boring.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't you pick different things than me?
Because we're both super smart and logical.
So I guess, so in this case, it all comes down to that Movers Explorer, which I guess technically, I don't know. It's going to be my luck. The Iguanodons are going to beat the Explorers and totally break my bracket once again in the first round.
Well, that would break mine, too.
Well, you would still go further than me, though, right? Because if the Movers won again.
Yeah.
I don't know. If the Iguanodons just blow through everything, then we're both just out of luck. But I don't know. I don't think that can happen. That's what
never
Brad
say never,
said
bud.
Right before it happened. And then it happened. Anyway, yeah, now I did not look at the sale stuff. I just wanted to see what was for sale. Then maybe click on that while we're recording. And now I'm just kind of sad that I didn't get to see all of these other teams in the March Magic bracket.
Yeah.
The Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeers, man, come on.
It seems like they made it short because they got such a late start, but it would be fine
if
the Disney
did not,
bracket didn't line up with March Madness. The basketball March 3rd month tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. We're getting sued now. We have no money anymore. We're now going to make half of what we've been making off of this podcast.
Oh, gosh. How do you do? You can't divide by zero, though.
Now we broke the internet. Okay, so anyway, we actually, dude, we have time for a second topic.
Oh boy!
Oh, I was starting to wonder if that was even possible anymore. I didn't really think that was possible. And we did a bracket. We did a bracket, and we have time for a second topic.
That's pretty impressive.
So instead of covering the things that are dying on the vine, that is the master show notes list. Let's go straight to the thing that, oh, dude, we can actually mix two of these. We can mix the very bottom one and the top one. So we're going to get a twofer here.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we have on here that we've had for a couple of weeks that Pirates of the Caribbean over at Disneyland is going to be closed starting April 23rd. And it's going to go through June 7th because they're going to be doing general maintenance and replacing the auction scene, which then ties. See, I'm getting rid of two here, which then ties into.
Buckle up, everybody.
the Redhead auction scene has already been replaced at Walt Disney World as of Monday.
Right.
So a week ago, when you guys at the earliest could be listening to this, it was replaced. The new scene is up, and the new scene is on the YouTubes, because of course it is. And you and I prefer to ruin things for ourselves for the sake of the listeners.
It's for you.
Yes.
It's for you guys.
It's all for you guys that we're watching this via YouTube the first time instead of it's experiencing it in person for the first time. So, Jeremy, we've talked about the Redhead a la Disneyland Paris.
Yep.
And the redo of that, the scene there. But now we get to see it in American.
America.
And in American, it can be different. So,
okay.
What's your take?
Can I open? Let me open up with a statement.
Okay, what's your statement? How are you going to hedge your bets here? Go ahead.
I would like to speak for both of us before we get into this, if I may.
Yeah. You're welcome to speak for me until I say otherwise. Sure.
Okay. Brad and I are both okay with replacing a scene in the Pirates of the Caribbean that could be construed as offensive or insensitive. I think that we would both agree that sometimes you gotta look back and you see that some things may not be whatever, you know, may not be acceptable anymore, and that's fine. But having said that, it's also okay to be unhappy with the thing that they replaced said scene with. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Okay. So, my take on this is they took a scene that I always found funny, like it's a joke, and they replaced it with basically a whole bunch of chicken humor, and I think it's worse for it.
This is not going to be a long discussion, man. Come on. Because I would agree with that. And now here's what else I will say. If that scene was something else and they replaced it with the scene that used to be there, I would even look at that and go, well, that's a little silly. I'm not, you know, I don't know that I would be super ecstatic about the what was it? What was it before? The get a bride or whatever?
Take a winch for a bride.
Yeah, a winch for a bride. I don't know that I would be super excited about having that scene. I would just be kind of, what? I'm not even talking about from a sensitivity standpoint. I'm just talking about from a general scene standpoint. I would go, okay, yeah, the whole, you know, we're trying to sell this person and they want the redhead because the redhead is more attractive than the lady who's standing up there. I could get the humor in that. I don't think I would be super ecstatic about, oh my gosh, that was the best change. Though,
right.
Who knows what we would be comparing it to. But
right.
I'm saying this to say that my lack of really caring about the chicken scene isn't because I thought the other scene was some masterful thing. But more like you said, the other scene was funny and you replaced it with something not funny. And I'm also not saying that because the other scene was funny, it deserved to stay. It's kind of a weird replacement for it, you know, and also trying to use the chicken jokes to harken back to the other jokes.
Right. It is basically the same jokes, but with chickens instead of a person.
Yeah, and that just doesn't really make sense to me. It just, I don't know, the strike your feathers, show them your flock, you know, which was the, what was that, strike your colors, show them your larboard side, I think, was the other joke. Not that the other joke was that great either. I think a lot of what that sort of thing had going for it was that we'd all heard it so many times.
Yeah, yeah. So, nostalgia.
Exactly. But there's no nostalgia tied to this anymore. And yep. I feel like, I guess for the people who get it, maybe I definitely recognize that what they were trying to play off of there. And I on some level, I appreciate that. But I'm also just thinking, but for 90% of people, they're not going to get that. And they're not going to think that it's funny in a vacuum.
Sure.
They're just going to think that's a really weird thing to say.
Yeah.
And so I also kind of have an issue with this new scene in that you have the lady who's up there with her chickens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the four people who are in line, which Disney did a decent job of replacing the, you know, using the same audio animatronics, because you can kind of tell from their body shape or the way that they are like hunched over or not hunched over, that they're using the same audio animatronics, but they've replaced the faces, they've replaced the wigs to give you different people. But why are all these people just standing in line with their stuff to sell it to pirates?
Right.
Like at least with the winch for a bride thing, they were all tied up.
It made sense.
Yeah, because the dude in the front, it was holding a rope, and you know, they were waiting to go up there and they couldn't get away because they're all tied up. Whereas this time we've got a lady holding a bust, a dude holding his chandelier.
On buying things? Like, I thought pirates were usually the ones who would take things.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of their deal?
Is this how they passed it out before it went to the ship? But then why are the random people? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. That's my big thing. Like, again, content-wise, I'm fine. If they wanted to replace that scene, that's totally cool. But there are things that they could have done that would have been better. And I think what they chose to replace that auction scene with, whether or not it was offensive, whether or not you found it offensive, just humor and content-wise is worse. It's not funny, and it's a bummer. And again, it's something that I bet you at least half, if not more, of the people who rode Pirates of the Caribbean never even understood that there was a, you know, take a wench for a bride auction going on. They didn't have the time to read the sign. They didn't have the time to, like, listen, because there's a lot going on. It's a very short scene. And I would bet you that a ton of people have no idea what this controversy is about.
Well, okay, and so that is the other side of this, right? You and I are picking apart a scene that for most people, they're not going to think any better or worse of Pirates of the Caribbean for being on it, right?
Right.
It's
a scene that people didn't even know existed,
probably,
is what I'm saying.
No, I think people knew it existed. That's why you had the We Wants the Redhead shirts and all sorts of merchandise being sold at the exit. Was because people recognized that scene existed.
Well,
I don't know that it's going to be a thing anymore. It's going to be a thing for a short period because it's something that changed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a year or 2 years
in.
They
wants the rum.
Yeah, they wants the rum shirts.
Yeah.
Is that really a better... It's not a worse thing, but... They wants the learning. That's what... Come on,
they
Captain.
Wants grammar.
You know they wants the homework.
They wants the Hooked on Phonics. Don't you, boys?
Now, see, that would actually be funnier. I'm down with that. I'm totally down with that. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, this scene just becomes another part of the overall thing.
Yep.
And it doesn't... I don't think that it's going to offend anybody. I don't think it's going to excite anybody. It's just going to be another set piece. And I don't know that that's the worst thing in the world. But at the same time, we're simply looking at it going, we wish you would have done something more, right?
Yeah.
And there's also just the aspect that it's cheap, campy. And I guess the rest of the place is cheap campy, but I'm more accepting the rest of the place is cheap campy because of how old it is, because it's an original attraction, because
right.
That's what they were. I don't know.
You know what doesn't have anything like this? Shanghai's Pirates ride. It has nothing. It has nothing cheap, looking or you know, campy at all.
Yeah, but if you don't change, but I guess the other side of that though is you have to change the whole attraction. You can't just change one scene.
I mean,
you could
make it. I don't know. Well, because they have like a skeleton, you know, and there's Davy Jones telling you like dead men tell no tales, and I mean, I think there's room for both.
Yeah.
Davy Jones telling, you know, talking to you in the waterfall isn't campy at all. It is ominous and, you know, it's meant to be that way. And I think there's room for a scene that's not necessarily serious, but not campy. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
But I do think I wouldn't. I think if it was an action scene, it would be more interesting, maybe.
Yeah. I'm trying not to get too worked up or whatever, because I don't, at the end of the day, this is not going to keep me from riding Pirates of the Caribbean, and it doesn't make me hate the attraction. It's the disappointment is just that this was
the end result of the
worse. Yeah. This is worse than what was there. And yes, something that was exciting, like scrap the whole auction thing. If you're going to go ahead and replace this, scrap the whole auction.
Come up with a whole area. New thing where you're not having to try to shoehorn a new idea.
Have the pirates sharpening their swords or something. You know, have some guys sitting around a big thing of gunpowder or something. You know, like any something with, you know, that's pirates, but don't try to make it this like big centerpiece thing. Just have the guys like sitting around, two of them are sharpening swords, two of them are like having like, you know, a friendly sword fight or whatever, one guy's putting gunpowder in his pistol, like just have them, you know, hanging around saying crazy pirate things and have the humor and the campiness come from what they're saying while they're doing, you know, pirate stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see something like that working. Probably better than trying to replace the auction scene with what they did. And again, I'm not too worked up about this anymore. I've kind of gotten over they're, you know, replacing something. And most of the reason I got over they're replacing something is because it wasn't for. I'm more accepting of they didn't replace something that's been there for a long time just for the sake of replacing it.
Right.
Because they thought it would drive more people or something like that. That's the kind of stuff that bugs me.
Right.
Like that you saw an actual issue with the scene. Okay. Yeah, I can be okay with that being the reason that you felt that you needed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That works for me totally. But yeah. Again, it's just shoehorned, I think, is most of what it is.
Yeah, it's another auction for, I guess, the sake of not having to physically move any animatronics.
Oh, I think that's absolutely what it was. Not having to remove any animatronics, not having to totally rethink a scene, but we can just make some slight adjustments. Now, the redhead, I wonder if she's a new animatronic.
I've seen a bunch of people say that she is one of the, her face at least,
uh-huh,
is one of the people from, what just got closed? Dang, I can't remember
Great
what
Movie
it was.
Ride?
Yes, yeah, she's Jane from Great Movie Ride. Her face.
Oh, I can totally see that now.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
from
not,
the Tarzan scene.
I can't guarantee it, but yeah.
She looks a lot like Jane.
Yeah, now that you say that. And I mean, I guess you would have a bunch of extra face. How disturbing is that to say?
Yeah.
I guess you would have a bunch of extra faces sitting around.
I kind of was a little bit ahead of you on that sentence coming out of your mouth. And I was like, ooh, boy.
That's going to sound
awkward. A bunch
of
extra faces, huh?
That just got dark real quick.
They've got a bunch of gangster faces and some Western guy faces and. They got a Humphrey Bogart. They've got a bunch of different faces.
Play name that face.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of wondering, like, for the, because again, all four of the people in line were used to be the other wenches or whatever, and now they're elderly people. Dude, can we talk about how strong that dude at the end has to be? I want to be as strong as that guy when I am that old. Homeboy has a grandfather, is a grandfather with a grandfather clock strapped to his back.
Yeah.
I mean, he CrossFits.
Yeah.
He CrossFits, and he does not skip leg day. Oh, my gosh. I did.
Oh, man.
That just totally just occurred to me that is a grandfather clock on his back.
Yeah, my dude is very strong and also very old.
Yes, yes. And I have no clue where his face came from, but I can only assume somewhere in the room of faces.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.